This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Talks between the United States and China ended Friday in Washington with no new trade deal announced. After the talks ended, President Donald Trump tweeted that the relationship with China's president is a very strong one and that conversations will continue, but that the U.S. is imposing tariffs on China which may or may not be removed. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
Negotiators did not reach a deal during a brief meeting hours after the U.S. imposed new tariffs on $200 billion in Chinese imports. President Trump tweets talks into the future will continue, but he says the tariffs may or may not be removed. Investors worry about a full-blown trade war, which would generally threaten to slow the global economy. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Late Friday, the U.S. Trade Representative's office said President Trump had ordered Robert Lighthizer to begin the process of imposing tariffs on all remaining goods imported from China, a total of more than $300 billion. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa's ruling ANC party has won re-election with an absolute majority but diminished support in South Africa's parliament. With more than 95% of the votes counted from Wednesday's poll, the ANC held a comfortable lead of 57.73% late Friday. Ace Magashule is the ANC's Secretary General.
And therefore, even those who are protesting, who have not voted, we are going to serve everybody because once we are elected, we are a responsible organization.
The ANC's closest rival, the Democratic Alliance, was in second place with just under 21% of the vote. The Economic Freedom Fighters, founded 6 years ago, was in third place. The final official tally will be announced Saturday. This is VOA News.